Welcome to Heroes of the Realm. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Jason He. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsor, the Wizards Guild of the Realm. Responsible use of magic is not everyone's responsibility. No matter your birth station, to safely and properly wield magic, you must earn your badge of honor as a trained mage of the Wizards Guild. There is no need to find us. If you possess the spark, the Wizards Guild will find you.
There's much work to do back in Briar County. You've arrived just in time.
On the outskirts of the northern city of Vance, Rax Fendi meets with our heroes. His bronzed tan from the high desert has faded over the winter. There's a new scar along his jawline, and his eyes are dark and sunken as he delivers news of the resistance against the tyranny of Lord Tarnath.
Conscripted gangs rove the county, drafting the able-bodied into Tarnath's militia. Storehouses have been plundered and trade goods confiscated. The resistance ambushed a group of sheriff's men outside the town of Hasbin before fleeing to the Vogel Woods. And I've learned from our spies in Briar's Glen that a guild wizard has been imprisoned in Tarnath's dungeon.
Lav and Xander have reunited with Seth from Haven and our heroes after seeking insights in the center of the realm. Alar, the elvish monk, and Root, the awakened plant, experience realmish soil for the first time. Collectively, our band of heroes are eager to return to Zerdan and Rax's homeland to right wrongs. Staying off the main roads, the party rides with Rax to the edge of Briar County, where they see billowing smoke clouds overhead. The air is uncomfortably warm as the party approaches the Vogel Woods, home to the fairy sprites and their healing waters. They are shocked to find only ashes and charred stumps where there was once a lush forest of oak and pine. Athenia spots a lone figure bent over a mortally wounded doe. The half-elven princess applies healing magic to the dying creature, and it returns to life. The hooded figure rises and reveals herself as Lenta, warden of the Vogel Woods. Gustav investigates the ruins of the village of Cobb, where previously he had enjoyed tea with Lenta's grandfather, Havram the Healer. The shrubbery artist is saddened to find the bones of Havram's wife amidst the ashes, as well as the remains of many villagers. Caitlin, the veteran legionnaire, arrives to share news that her band of resistance fighters fled to the Vogel Woods, prompting Tarnath to burn them out. She is ill from the smoke, but heartened to see Finn Blackthorn, whose brother is commander of Caitlin's legion. Finn offers purified water to those in need, but Lenta vengefully rejects Finn's offer.
I do not need water, I need blood.
Galvanized by Tarnath's depredations, the party travel to the nearby village of Moxon to rally the people to join the resistance. They find the village elders agreeable, yet reluctant to commit their young men and women to violence.
We are peaceful folk. We can offer plowshares, but not swords.
Zerdan leads the evening celebrations with a rousing song to inspire the people. The bard has a growing reputation as the immortal, and villagers are eager to hear his tales of valor. They are also curious to meet elves in the flesh. Athenia and Alar provide faces and ears, countering the propaganda of elvish cruelty and the so-called elvish threat to the north. At dawn, Rax, Caitlin, Lenta, and Seth ride off to spread word of the resistance, leaving our heroes to regroup and determine their next steps. They have little reprieve as a villager sounds the alarm that a conscriptor gang has been spotted riding towards Moxon. The party decides to hide amongst the villagers, and Gustav uses his artistic inspiration to disguise the heroes. Accompanied by a cleric of Iastikar, god of law and order, the conscriptors gather the able-bodied in the center of the village. Disguised as a bearded old man, Athenia loses patience and gives the signal to attack these slavers. Seizing the initiative, our heroes make short work of Tarnath's thugs. Discussing the fate of their prisoners, our heroes decide to disarm and set free the surviving conscriptors to spread word of the Battle of Moxon. The villagers cheer, and a rebellion is born. Join us next time for more Tales of Valor from the Heroes of the Realm.